Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Now, I know yesterday's podcast was pretty serious, so would it be okay if we kicked it off with something a little lighter today? I cannot wait to head down to Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies this afternoon. They're hosting a party for National Chocolate Mint Day. Kind of a random mini holiday, right? It's a day celebrating a flavor? Well, yes, but only because it's the best flavor combo ever. Look, I know that's a personal opinion. Some of you might prefer other combinations, but for me, it can't be beat. And of course, because the shop specializes in ice cream and cookies, they'll have chocolate mint versions of both. Or you can do like I'm gonna do and combine them into a milkshake. One of my favorite things about Auden and Brookie's ice cream and cookies, besides the tasty treats, of course, is the service. Everyone who works there seems to really enjoy what they do. They're having fun, they have smiles on their faces, and they genuinely want every customer to have an amazing experience. To give you an example, last summer we were there on a particularly hot day. We were enjoying our ice cream, but it was all melting fast, and our son, being a one-year-old at the time, was not a particularly neat and tidy eater. So I set his cup of ice cream down on the tray of the high chair and stepped away to grab a couple extra napkins. In the 5 seconds it took me to get the napkins and come back, he had flipped his cup onto the floor and melted ice cream was running everywhere. And of course, he started crying, quite loudly. One of the employees, a young lady named Ashley, came over with a damp rag while another grabbed the mop from the back. I was embarrassed and said, "Please, let me clean it up. It's our mess." And Ashley said, "No, thank you. You're here to enjoy ice cream, and we're here to be sure you do." When the other employee got back with the mop, Ashley disappeared for a minute, only to return with one more small scoop of the flavor my son had been eating. I said, "That is so kind, but you really don't need to do that. We were almost finished anyway." To which Ashley replied, "This is something I'd really like to do for your son, if that's okay." Which, of course, it was. And he immediately shifted from crying back to smiling and singing and having the time of his life. It brought a big smile to Ashley's face, too. We've talked some this week about the practice of service and how serving others is putting love in action. This is a big part of what it means to follow Jesus' example. In the Bible, he told us that he didn't come into the world to be served like some famous and powerful king, but rather he came to love and serve others. But just as important as it is to serve others, it can also be important to learn how to let others serve us. If serving is a blessing, when we let other people serve us, we're helping them receive that blessing. This doesn't mean we make people do things for us, treating them like they're less important than we are. But when someone offers to help, like when Ashley and her coworker cleaned up our mess and got us a small makeup scoop of ice cream, it can be really kind to let them help. Can you think of a time when you served someone else and it made you feel good? Maybe your adult let you help out around the house, or your teacher gave you a special job to do in the classroom. Maybe you helped a neighbor with an errand or a chore. Or maybe you've been to a service event where you do something like pack meals or assemble care packages, and you got that feeling of warmth in your heart. When you think of something, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. In your wind-down time tonight, I wonder if, instead of talking about something, you can each find something small you can do around your house or apartment for 2 to 3 minutes to put your love for each other into action. Maybe you can pick up all those loose shoes and socks, or clean the cat's litter box. You could set the table for breakfast, or help your sibling tidy up their room. Okay, let's close our time with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, it is amazing that the practice of service has the ability to bless both those who are being served and those who are doing the serving. As we keep our eyes open for ways to love and serve other people, may we also recognize when others want to love and serve us. May we receive the blessing with humility, knowing that they will be blessed as well. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great day, and we'll wrap up this whole 6-week series tomorrow.